Hello and welcome to a very special instalment of The Full Force. As you may already know, two-thirds of the team are travelling to JoeCon next week, and we thought we'd get ahead of the game with a pre-show episode. Myself and Dave will be jetting off on the 9th of April to Dallas, where we'll be meeting fellow Joe fans, Joelebrities, and miscellaneous, to push the Action Force brand and generally have a blast at JoeCon 2014. Unfortunately, Eddie can't come, but he is stepping in tonight to interview and prep Dave and I before the big trip. So, Eddie, what questions have you got for us?
Well, interestingly enough, apart from the fact I'm a little bit disappointed that I'm not going to attend, there are a few Joe fans that I would love to meet. Well, keep that as an in-joke, and you know exactly what I'm on about. Right. I guess my first question will be to Chris as the Joe Virgin.
Jurgen.
Yeah.
Joe Convergin. Jurgen.
Yeah, that's well done. Good, great play on words, Chris.
Gay on words.
What are your expectations at this year's show?
Well, due to the fact that it is my first show, I have kind of quite massive expectations. I am hugely excited to see everyone again, to catch up with Mike, Gary, and Justin. I doubt Chuck's going to be there. Anyway, I am also really kind of excited to see the box set in the flesh, to see Boss Fight Studios, to hang out with all of the guys and have a great time and have a lot of fun. Expectation-wise, I expect it, well, I'm not really sure. If it's anything like Roll Out Roll Call, then I'm sure it'll be fantastic and amazing.
Okay, well, same question for you then, Dave. As you went last year, do you have anything else that you want to see this year, or any other expectations for the show?
That's a good question, Eddie. I tip my hat to you, man. That's a pretty good question. Honest answer is
you wearing a hat.
Hang on a second. I can put a pillow on my head.
That's fine.
It's not going to cross my face.
I guess it's a swimming cap you've got.
It is.
It's not a bash hat, is it?
It is. It's a wedding veil. No, I'm really looking forward to just getting back out there. I had such a great time last time and got to meet so many people, and it was brilliant. And a blur at the same time. So the space of 12 months, I've managed to sort of develop greater friendships with the people that I met out there. So this time it's kind of going back out and actually meeting those guys and knowing who they are this time around, whereas last time it was just like, just talking to whoever. But also to sort of carry on the great friendships that have been built between both like Roll Out Roll Call and with like JoeCon, with like Gary, Mike, Justin, James, and then all the Boss Fight guys. You know, it's just a really great time to sort of go out and catch up with all them, especially with like Boss Fight announcing like their action figure work as well. So I think that's going to be really quite exciting to see that side of things. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out there, meeting the folk and meeting more new folk.
Well, that's good. Do you have any guests or anyone that you particularly want to meet apart from the guys that you already know?
Where Michael Bell is attending, he was at a show in the UK a couple of years ago, and unfortunately he had to leave after the first day, which was the day I couldn't get up there. So it'd be quite cool to meet him because I've heard a lot about him, you know, and listening to him on interviews and things like that. He's quite a character, so that'd be quite cool. But really not so much, you know, eager to meet any of the guests, if I'm completely honest. For me, it's not really about that. It's about sort of it's a 50-50 thing between seeing the friends and you know, building on all of that, and then also from the rollout roll call side of things, to like get inspired and see how, you know, the cool great things that they do at that show that can be sort of like brought across towards Europe, to like sort of make it a better experience for fans of any show over here as well.
No, good. Chris, is there any guests or any other people you want to meet at the show yourself? Or
I'm really looking forward, obviously to seeing, well, pretty much everyone going. Larry's bit going to be there, isn't he, Dave? Or is he still?
Yeah.
So, I'm really kind of stoked to kind of see Larry again. Obviously, the What's on Joe Mind guys, I kind of still see as like, in a really gash way, heroes. I also just cannot wait to see the Boss Fight Studios crew again. I had so much fun at Rollout Roll Call with those guys. And yeah, and James Kavanagh as well, I kind of have to put that out too. In terms of the guests that are going to be on show, pretty much going to try and see everyone there, voice actors, you know, comic artists, writers, whoever they've got going. I'm going to be excited to see them, definitely.
So you're going to go a bit fanboy on every...
Of course I will. Of course I will.
Oh, God, that's so embarrassing when you do that.
Is it? What, you mean when I take my shirt off and I've got a tattoo of them on my chest?
Yes.
Is that too much?
Really, it's not really a tattoo. It's just a bad drawing in crayon.
No, it's a hand painting I've done myself.
That you've used a woman's skin and you've kind of crafted it on.
So I've gone from fanboy to Hannibal Lecter now.
Yep.
Which is no, fine.
Well, yeah. Same.
Flannibal Lecter.
Flannibal Lecter.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, I love still being a fan. Like, it's great. Like, I kind of get a big kick out of seeing these people that have given me so much joy. Over the years. But yeah, it's cool. I'm more than happy with my fanboy sexuality.
Next question. What, Chris? This is probably more relevant to you than Dave, because Dave has no money.
Right.
Yay.
I'm interested, what sort of exclusives are going to float your boat this year? What kind of thing are you really after?
Well,
apart from everything, but what's top of your list?
Yeah, no worries. Obviously, the set is top of the list, but that's already ordered, so it's just a matter of getting that, opening it, and... over it. I can't wait to see that. I think it looks pretty cool. I'm really stoked to see the Eco Force / Warriors. They look amazing. But other than that, obviously it's the other exclusives that come along with that set. In the past, it's been like a 2-pack, a 3-pack, not 2-pack the wrapper, but it's been like, you know, like loads of different kind of exclusives that come along with the actual set. And I'm kind of really looking forward to seeing what they're going to be. I will definitely be trying to pick like as many of those things up as possible, and any of the carded stuff as well. So carded, are they doing carded cross country this year, Dave?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, because they did a carded iceberg, didn't they, before, and so on.
Yeah.
Footloose and stuff. I'm also kind of on the look. Well, the thing is, I don't really want to be going out there to get loads and loads of stuff, because I'll just won't be able to get it back. I won't be able to get it back. I would love to just buy and buy and buy, but where's it going to go? I'm going to have to ship it back on the flag or something. or Chinook it back or something. I don't know. It's going to be ridiculous.
I remember, well, for Joe Kahn last year, apparently they had a courier company in the show itself. I don't actually remember seeing that, but I do remember in the hotel they did have like a FedEx or a UPS office. It was actually like a room in the hotel, because they had like a Starbucks there and all the rest of it. So people were like sort of buying bubble wrap and boxes and then sending stuff off. So you probably find it's something similar again.
Okay.
Well, if you wanted to do that.
That's dangerous. I'll probably end up spending about 86,000 trillion pounds. I'll probably end up like decimating the world debt.
Yeah.
Just be careful of your custom charges, Christopher.
Okay. I don't care.
Because I think you will care when they phone you and say, we want £1,000.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go nuts. I'm only taking what I can fit in my bag, basically. Not my sack, my bag.
Sac magique.
I can't really fit much in my sack anyway. I always try and get rid of what's in my sack. Yeah.
Perforated.
What, at school?
Yeah, constantly. At the gate. Anyway. There's loads of stuff I want.
Let's throw that question to Dave.
Hello.
Dave, any exclusives that you would like to buy? Or is there anything that you feel that you would go out of your way to collect, Liar?
Again, a slightly different skewed perspective. I'll be trying to pick up what exclusives I can, just purely to help finance the trip. So I'll be getting all those bits. I mean, if I can and it works out, then I'll definitely be keeping a couple of those bits. Like all the Cobra troops, I really love. That's attached to it, or that's been revealed so far. And beyond that, I mean, I don't know what they're going to be doing on the 12-inch side of things, but I bought like a hazmat guy last year, and that was actually probably the coolest thing I got on the whole show. It was just like this giant blue hazmat suit with like a 12-inch Joe figure in. It was so, so cool. One of the things I saw last year that I thought was quite cool, and I thought I'll get that. You know, see how that is at the end of the show. You know, might get like be able to put a cheeky offer in. They had packs of, well, it was like a vendor. They had packs of vintage Python Patrol figures, which I didn't have any of those guys. And it was pretty reasonable. I thought it was, I think it was about $80, but because the show had only started, I wanted to see how I got on throughout the weekend before sort of like committing to buying anything beyond the show exclusives. So when I went back to like check it out, because they had like about 10 packs of these things, and they had the same for like Tiger Force and whatnot, they'd sold them all. I was just like, oh. But yeah, that's a bit self-indulgent. If I can get something like that, then that'd be cool. But if not, you know, it's no bad thing. I'm going out there for the experience. Shits and giggles.
Oh, good. Well. I'm sorry. Okay, well, I have a further question. I feel of relevance to both of you chaps, if we start with Christopher. I want you to sum up how you feel about heading to Texas for the actual 50th anniversary, because obviously it's a big one, so to speak.
Yeah.
How do you actually feel about heading there for that?
I feel awesome. I am excited and a little bit nervous because I hate flying.
I'll hold your hand.
Well, you might get no. I'll be kicking, punching things. Probably be kicked off the flight. No, I'm not a great flyer. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, Chris.
Oh, well, yeah. Pet my head. Anyway.
down you go.
Yeah. Wait, where am I going? Oh, wait. Yeah.
I call this the chill out lolly.
But it tastes like wrong.
Tastes of sausages.
Yeah, this is like why would they make a cheese lolly? Like brie lolly, camembert lolly. Anyway, yeah, so this is going downhill fast. I'm really, really excited. I can't wait to go. I haven't been to Dallas before. I've been to Houston, and I have been to a lot of different places in the US, but never Dallas. So that is like a, you know, cool bucket list tick.
Cool.
And Dave, how do you feel about heading to Texas for the 50th anniversary?
Giddy.
Well, you sound giddy.
No, it's cool. I've never been to Texas before, so that's kind of an experience, and should be quite exciting. And the show itself, yeah, no, totally. I don't really feel the 50th vibe myself, because I think it's one of those things that it's a bit kind of like the Phantom Menace effect. You know, it's been built on hype and expectations by fans that could never then quite live up to whatever's been delivered, and I don't mean that in a bad way with like the Toys R Us figures or even like what Joe Connor are going to be doing, but I'm not really not really thinking of it from the point of view of that sort of 50th anniversary side of things. I just want to go and have a great time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's been anything done different. I mean, I haven't been to Joe Con before, but from what I've seen in like the paper, you know, the kind of schedule and the paperwork and all that kind of stuff, there doesn't seem to be much different happening. And I think for the 50th, you'd really want something special and crazy and different. I mean, I'm just really happy to be going out there for Joe Con anyway. It just like a bonus that it's the 50th anniversary. G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air. G.I. Joe, attack! Go, go! G.I. Joe, take
bam, bam! Terrific battle! Terrific equipment to have a battle with. When you get G.I. Joe and the authentic G.I. Joe equipment, you'll have the greatest realism, the greatest fun you ever had in playing soldier. Box after box of authentic uniforms and equipment, so you can change your G.I. Joe soldier into a camouflage marine ready for battle, a Navy frogman with complete scuba suit and inflatable life raft, an Air Force pilot with high-altitude helmet and air vest. Get G.I. Joe and get G.I. Joe equipment so you can set up exciting battle action whenever you want. Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
I will go to a last question about the panels, if I may. Are there any panels that you will be involved in? Can you tell us?
I'm doing one. 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, Action Man and Action Force, G.I. Joe changing the UK forever. Although the names may be different, the UK embraced the G.I. Joe toy line like no other country in terms of product and diversity. Joining us from the UK, toy historian Dave Tree explores the rich history of both 12-inch and 3¾-inch G.I. Joe, Action Man, Action Force, and all the unique products created by Palatoy and Hasbro Europe. Dave will also present a rare glimpse of some of the unproduced toy concepts, as well as a nostalgic look back at the marketing of the brands.
Cool. Do you need a hand with that?
Yeah, why not?
I honestly would have Chris as your wingman on that, Dave.
Oh, no.
Just so he feels he's involved in it.
Wow. Thanks.
No, but I'm only messing around, but you should. I think you should.
I think just for a real laugh, you should be Dave Tree. do the whole thing.
That wouldn't work.
It would.
I've got hair.
Yeah. Well, Eddie's still got time to like post you Annie's like Dr. Mindbender skull cap, so like you can wear that, and then nobody would know the difference.
Just
bick your head completely. So you look like Neo when he first comes out of the Matrix.
No, but I'm only kidding, Dave. But
you wouldn't want to do that to Ryland's hair.
That's fucking awesome.
This will be looking at Action Man coming into the UK and its growth and launch and the product development that with that, through to the birth of Action Force and the changing dynamic of Action Force, with going into like from sort of Action Man themed things to Red Shadows to Cobra to the Hasbro relaunch to Action Man coming back, and then finally really in terms of the last real sort of unique stuff is Action Man Atom, which was Action Teens on Machines, which was a short-lived line.
I remember them.
Yeah, it was about 2005, yeah. 2006 or so. And that really was like the last hurrah for Hasbro Europe in terms of unique design stuff. And then sort of touch on 40th anniversary and things like that as well, which is a worthy mention brought to us by Modeler's Loft. But yeah, that should be quite cool. And I'll have Chris there with me, whether if he likes it or not.
Just doing the tech.
Just doing anything that gets in our way.
Is it PowerPoint and stuff like that, Dave?
Interpretive dance.
Nice. Then you don't need any tech.
But I need a dancer.
I'm in. I am in. I'm choreographing now.
And if you could do it with shadows as well.
Oh, you want some sort of Sonic art performance, right?
Yeah.
Someone like that needs to put this on YouTube. Definitely.
Poo Tube.
Gotta make it happen.
But I understand you two are going to record segments whilst you're there as well.
Yeah, I'll be roving around the floor with my little handheld recorder. Not like an instrument, that would be weird. As in, kind of like an audio.
Piper style.
Yeah. Like that, just running around. No, I'll have a little audio equipment set up and just be interviewing random people, chatting away, that kind of shit.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you two are going to have a wonderful time.
It's going to be bumper.
Yeah?
Bummer.
Bumper, it's going to be bumder. Thunder and lightning.
Can I be bumder? Dave, you're lightning, but I want to be bumder. That can be our like rubbish cosplay. Bumder and lightning.
Bumder and lightning. But have a wonderful time. Bring me back something.
I'll bring you a Prezi back.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anything, I don't really care.
I'll bring a Transformer back for you.
No, but have a wonderful time, chaps. Enjoy yourselves. Don't do anything stupid. And certainly, please don't get lost on the plane. I'll see you when you come back. I will interview you when you come back. And I will try to get from you all the wonderful information that I'm sure that Dave is going to spend 5 hours telling me about. Chris, you may get 2 minutes, but we'll sort this out when you come back. So have a great time, chaps.
Thanks, Eddie.
Stay special.
Always. Don't go to me.
Don't go changing for me. Yeah. Don't keep in touch with yourselves. I love you both.
I'll be touching myself
and each other.
Now, have a great time, chaps.
And thanks, Eddie.
I'll see you soon.
Love you.
I love you, boys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Chris.
As always, you can keep up with the show after listening to us by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can write to us via email on thefullforce@allthecoolstuff.co.uk with feedback, questions, vicious scathing criticisms or just insults. You can view content regarding the show on www.thefullforce.com.